Hey y'all, welcome to Up the Coast with Alex and Brent. This is officially episode 13 of the first season of our podcast. Brent, it has been an absolute whirlwind. It's post-season time, best time of the year, but we're headed into Supers this upcoming weekend. And what are your thoughts on just our first go-round, Brent, of a podcast and how it has gone for us so far?
There's been some challenges and some learning curves, but I think it's been a lot of fun. I think our friendship and our relationship has definitely grown from it, and I think that's a totally huge positive, if anything, that comes out of this. I think it's given recognition to the ACC, and having former players cover their conference as a whole, I think, is really important. And I don't think there's another podcast like ours, so I'm excited about that. And I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah. So basically, I mean, even if our podcast stinks, we're still winning because we became closer and we got to
That's
do
right.
something that we enjoyed all season long. No, I'm just joking. But no, I agree. I think it has been an absolute learning curve. But I will say I feel closer to the ACC than I ever have. Even I almost feel like during playing because I just wasn't as well versed in the teams and the opponents. That's what I always saw them as was opponents, right? And
Right.
then time, but I just feel like selfishly doing the podcast and looking at what we've gotten to cover, who we've gotten to talk to, it shines such a newer, brighter light for me on just the different programs and my appreciation for the conference. And heck, I feel like I was way better prepared headed into the ACC Championship Tournament and Regionals weekend, and just being a little bit more in the know of who's
Yeah.
hot and who's been looking really good.
I tell you what though, we never got told no. Like anytime we wanted, like people were so willing, coaches, SIDs and ACC were so willing to talk to us and be involved and wanted to be involved, and that was such a shocking, not I guess not shocking, but it was a nice surprise. Like everybody wants to grow the ACC and show off the talent they have, and that was awesome.
Yeah, so if you are a former player, current player, coach, former coach, fan, parent, anything of anything related to the ACC, just please know how grateful we are, how proud we are to represent the ACC and just have been a part of it as well, and how appreciative we are to have been able to talk some really great softball all
We'll
year. So,
see.
all right, let's get into what we saw last weekend in Regionals weekend. We're going to send our congratulations to a couple of teams whose seasons ended last week and then obviously debrief a couple of teams still left playing. So let's go ahead and start with Virginia. The Cavaliers were in Knoxville playing in Tennessee's Regional. That was a tough one, but I feel like
Yeah.
Virginia did great. I feel like they should be really proud of themselves.
No doubt. I mean, they had a tough regional. Tennessee's an awesome team. I have a really good feeling that they're going to beat Alabama this weekend, make it OKC. But what they did against Miami, Ohio, who hit what is 160 home runs this year, hadn't been shut out once this season. It's like, I don't know, something stupid like 49-9, and Eden Bingham goes out there and shuts them out twice. Come on now, it was remarkable. They've got to be so proud about that and what Joanna Harden's done for this team. Like they were a bubble team to get in, but I think that just shows you how good the ACC was. They're the last team to get in from the ACC, and they go out there and shut out Miami of Ohio. Come on, come on.
No, I completely agree. Super impressed with just Virginia and what Coach Harden has been able to do. It was their first NCAA tournament in 14 years. And I just think going into a regional like Tennessee's and just giving even the other opponents a run for their money and like making a statement, I feel like saying, no, we deserve to be here. Getting a couple of wins was so big. And like you said, shutting out one of the best offenses, the most powerful
No
offenses in
doubt.
the country, just speaks to what Virginia has been doing all year, of course, led in the circle by Eden and Bingham. So
Yeah, you
really
said
good
it,
stuff.
statement. I think they made a statement for sure.
Good statement. Agree. So congrats to Virginia. It's been awesome watching you guys this year and super exciting. I think what's ahead and knowing what you can do now is just super encouraging. So all the good things to look forward to. Clemson in Tuscaloosa. So what do you have on the Tigers, Brett?
My heart hurts. It makes me sad. It makes me so sad for not just the players, but the program. I mean, these were the freshmen that completed their first 4 years of any Clemson softball player. Even two of the players have been there for 6 years, 2 years before the program got started, and they set the bar so high, and they were so good and did so much, and they faced a lot of adversity this year, and I hate to see them go out like they did just throughout the season. You know, they didn't meet the expectations of those from the outside, and nobody really knows what's going on in the inside, and we all know how much talent they had. So, you know, I hope that the relationships that they built over this time, and know that they are the ones that laid the foundation and set the standards for Clemson softball, they're able to hold on to that for a long time and not necessarily just how the season ended or went.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely just deserving again of another congratulations. It's been a heck of a run to be the first class to come through a program. I can't even imagine, because not many people get to say that. And to be able to have done what they did throughout their career is so impressive. You know, an appearance in the ACC Championship Tournament final, and then just how successful they've been year after year and doing it so quickly. It says so much about what those athletes have done, who they are to their core, and just the body of work that they put together. So super impressed with them.
We do may get a chance to see Valerie Cagle, though, continue his career. She was drafted by AU, so we'll see how that pans out.
Absolutely. And I hope that we do. I hope that she does go play, and I hope she has a fabulous professional career. So only can be good things, right?
I hope some more Clemson players get to go, too, like Mackenzie Clark and Leah Logaleo and some of them. So hopefully there's some opportunities for those girls to continue playing.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. So Virginia Tech was in Los Angeles. This was a really close one. I know that we were both kind of like texting back and forth just throughout some of the regionals. And Virginia Tech almost had UCLA. They were headed into the seventh. And then the Bruins just did that Bruin magic, which, whatever, you know, I can say as much as I want, but they came through.
It's Charlize Palacios again in the seventh inning. And, you know, they're a tough team to shut down, and especially at home. And I felt like Virginia Tech got that first win against San Diego State, went to the seventh inning with the lead, and then gave it up against UCLA. And it was probably like a little bit of a flashback going back to when Keeley Rochard was there, and they were in Supers, and felt like after that team was just deflated and came out the next day and lost to Grand Canyon, to a team that they had lost to earlier this season. But I think after that late inning loss, that they just were done. But they had a hell of a senior class, man. The power they had in that senior class, it's going to be missed seeing them swing the bats.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of fun, but yeah, they were so close. I was like, I just wanted them to win that winner's bracket game. That was UCLA. They both went into that game on that Saturday night, having been 1-0. And yeah. I was like, that would have been so big, because it's hard to come back and beat a team twice.
Right, especially now that Virginia Tech had depth in the circle. They had the three arms. That would have been tough. But sometimes it is. I just hate that they got sent out there again. Come on, selection committee. They got some issues with you this year.
I know, right? The 400 rule, my butt. 400 mile rule, my butt. But, you know, whatever. So, a couple of teams come out of regionals weekend, though, victorious. We had FSU, who was the 15 seed and host, and they had UCF and Auburn and Chattanooga in their regional. And the Noles won through. So, really good stuff, I feel like, from Florida State. I predicted a FSU-UCF regional final game, only because I felt like UCF's offense had a lot more depth. But Auburn put it together. Maddie Pinta in the circle for Auburn was magnificent. She was so much fun to watch. And then the Auburn offense, they strung it together. But how about, Britt, did you watch her? Did you follow along in all that UCF-Auburn game that night that went into the wee hours of the morning?
No, I found out about it the next day. No chance. We went to 3 a.m.?
3 a.m. local time. Yeah. 3 a.m.
We gotta do better. We gotta do better. That shouldn't happen.
I mean, the rain delays were ridiculous that night across the country, like just rain delays everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I know you were calling games out in College Station. I was covering ACC teams up in Bristol and was just like, oh my gosh, we're never going to finish the second day.
No, we've got to be able to have a drop dead time and pick it up the next day. There's no reason that Maddie Pinto should have been throwing till 3 o'clock in the morning, turn around and have to come throw the next day or the same day, a couple hours later.
great
Should be
fight.
better, but how about that fight? That was impressive.
The fight was great. And then just Florida State putting it together, and ESPN just released some numbers, which were really cool. That regional final game
Yeah.
against LSU and Auburn was the most watched regional game in the last 5 years. And it just continues to prove that the sport is growing, the visibility, the favoritism in regard to the fans loving it, and just the draw that is around college softball. And it's there. It's very much present. It's very much
Yeah.
present.
And how could you not love the Noles?
I do not, right? Selfishly, I do. But
I know. They're so lovable.
they are. So another team that came out on top was Duke. Duke, I feel like, is our favorite just in regard to their story, as well as what the output and product they put together on the field is, of course. But Duke, we feel like, got slighted in that national seeding. I felt like they should have been a top 8 seed. I know you do as well for it. I felt like it was a shoe-in that they were a top 8. I thought they were maybe going to come in as a top 5. I don't know. And then to come in at the 10 seed was just kind of like a gut punch, is what it felt like. But the Blue Devils put it together as well. They won out their regional and they looked brilliant, I feel like, in
Yeah,
every respect.
they did. I mean, we know they're a complete team. We know how great they are in the circle, the top to bottom of their lineup, the speed, the power, the manufacturer of runs if they need to. But they were the free swaggy dogs were definitely swaggy this weekend, especially saw them in against the South Carolina game. The umpires weren't on their game, and there's some talking from both sides. A lot of coaches going out talk to the umpires. There's some trash talking from Duke to South Carolina's bench. I mean, they were chippy. They were chippy. They were playing angry. You saw that little crybaby face. I mean, I'm not a big fan of that stuff, but hey, you made them mad. You made them mad, and whoever's in their way to OKC is gonna have to pay the price for what they did.
I agree. I agree. The Duke team is firing right now on all cylinders, and I'm excited. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to go in to Como and upset Mizzou this weekend, but I would love to see it, of course. And I just feel like they're playing every aspect of the game so well. Their offense is looking really sharp and really disciplined and aggressive as well. So discipline plus aggressiveness is a great combination in the box. In the circle, they've been so good all season long. And defense is solid. They're making the routine fundamental plays, which, when a team is on the bigger stages and continuing throughout the postseason, that to me is one of the most important pieces of defense, making the routine plays.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's talk about supers. I know you just said that you won't say that they'll go into Como and upset them, but I will. I'll say it. They're going to go in there and upset them. They are. They're good. I mean, Missouri's a good team. There's no doubt they can hit, but they had to fight their way through regionals, lost to Omaha, right? And had to come back and beat them twice, went to extra innings, and Lauren Kring's in the circle was outstanding, but that's all they could rely on to get the job done is one arm. And it's tough to play in Missouri. Their fans are brutal. They are some of the toughest ones out there, especially in the outfield. They're not very nice. And so what? You don't have to be nice. I still beat you, right? But
I
I don't
think
know.
they
What
will
do
be
you
more crybaby faces if things start to change.
expect?
I don't know.
Yeah, there might be some crybabies in the fans if they start going after these Duke players. I want to say, well, Lauren Kring's the one arm that Missouri could rely on this past weekend. But we give a lot of credit to Cassidy Curd and Jayla Wright in the circle. But when we were at the ACC tournament, we got to see Lily Walker pitch in person. Alex, I was impressed. And I would like to apologize to Lily for leaving her out of this mix because they have three pitchers. We talk about how Jayla's down the zone, Cassie's up in the zone. Lily's got one of the most disgusting changeups I have seen. And it doesn't matter what kind of team they're going up against, they have somebody for that matchup and a high elite level pitcher for that matchup. And you don't see that. And I think that's so impressive.
No, I think that's a great point. And I do feel like, to defend ourselves, I feel like we have mentioned that Duke is definitely like a two-headed monster, but they have so much depth in the circle. Of course, like you said, Lily Walker and that 1-2-3 punch, and then you've got Danny Druckenmiller, who again is somebody that Duke can go to at any point. And I know NCAA softball, or at least like an account associated with NCAA softball, put out that there's, one of the best 1-2 punches is whatever, and in the country. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
No,
it was against Tennessee's pitchers and stuff with Pickens and everybody. And I was like, got y'all. And I was like, I think Duke is really where your money's at, because, hey, look at who they played and look at who they played all year. And what they've been able to do. And it's not just the 1-2 punch. It's Lily Walker. It's Cassidy Curtis, Jaylor Wright. It's the whole staff. And so, yeah, Duke, fire me up because it's awesome. It really is. So let's talk real quick just about Supers in general. So if Duke upsets Mizzou, obviously Duke will go to the World Series. That would be amazing. First time for Duke in the program. And I love one of the things that Marissa Young said was, you know, I think that she too was a little disappointed in the national seeding, but her view and optimism was so cool because it was just like, hey, our goal is still the same. Now the path is just what looks different. And the way we get there is really the only thing that changes, but the goal is still there. And so I love that because it's adversity, right? You never know.
Well, when she we talked to her after they won the ACC championship game, she said something, another one-liner to us. She's like, our story's already written. Yeah. And I was like, all right, I like that. You know, your story's already written. All you can do is take care of your business and take care of what you can control. And I think that applies here, too. So I'm excited to see them go out there and take it to them.
Me too. Me too. And then that leaves last team left standing as well in the ACC is Florida State. Florida State has Oklahoma. This is a national championship final rematch from a year ago. Obviously, we got to cover them in OKC last year, Brett. And the Noles are up against just one of the best historical teams right now in college softball. They're the number two seed. Texas came in as the number one national seed. Oklahoma was the number two seed at SU 15. What do you got right now on the Noles?
You know, it was going to be a challenge for Florida State to go in there healthy at Oklahoma in their new stadium in front of their fans with the majority of their Oklahoma returning their starting lineup from the national championship last year, plus adding the number one pitcher from the portal and Kelly Maxwell. It was going to be tough, right? It's going to be super hard. But now with McKenna Reed has been out since however long, we haven't seen her. I did see Lonnie say that she may make an appearance, but then it was announced Allison Royalty, another arm, is out for the, is out. Her career's over. I hate that. They are thin in this circle, and that does not bode well against a team that can hit. So Coach always works her magic with her chess pieces and pitchers against matchups and where they'll be most successful. She's just not working with a lot of pieces right now, and that worries me.
Yeah, I agree, and I think it's going to be a tough one. I think it's going to be a tough battle off Florida State. I mean, they're battle-tested. You know, I got to interview her last weekend following the regional win on that Sunday night, and I just kind of asked about the adversity, and it made Lonnie really emotional. And just to say, you know, I'm so proud of these girls. They come out here and they play the game, and we love how they play the game, but their fight for one another, their no-quit attitude, their tenacity to just do the job and to have each other's back is what I admire and respect most, and brought her to tears, and that was really special. And you can't teach that. You can teach skills, you can teach fundamentals, you can teach the game all day long, but you can't teach heart. And so I think that's the thing that Florida State has most on their side. However,
no doubt,
heart is not going to win ball games. It's just a huge factor. So Florida State's got to go fight the battle and see where they end up. That's all you can do, right? Just go out there, give it your all, and let the cards fall wherever they may. So
I gotta ask you this because you'll know better than I do. Coach, she's won national championship. She's played in multiple national championships. She's had a ton of success. Where do you rank her coaching performance this year of this team in her coaching history?
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be one of the best.
I agree.
I would say top three years of her coaching, if not top one. And I say that because I've seen more talented teams make it this far and lose this weekend. I've not seen as many less talented teams. Now, I'm not going to say Florida State's not having a talented, great year, because offensively they are. But like you said, they have fought battles that are not really talked about much or not necessarily put into like a physical, you know, nature to be able to assess them in the circle. And what Lonnie and what the staff, what these athletes also have been able to do and fight through it is just really a testament to Coach's knowledge and her game in it. And again, from a coaching perspective, from a former player perspective, she's one of the best coaches, if not, I'm sorry, the best coach in college softball because of what she's able to do with what she has. And that's not at all a slight at any athlete currently or previously in the Florida State program. Hell, one of them. I just think she's always been so phenomenal at capitalizing on whatever she has.
Yeah, she finds her strengths. She finds the strengths and knows how to make them better. And just to keep the team together, I think, too, because even early in the season, there was so much noise, even before injuries, just so much noise. Oh, it's a down year for Florida State. They played for the national championship. Now they're going to go through this rebuild. What's wrong with this person? And she was able to keep her team zeroed in, tunnel vision on their team. And then it was just like another thing would happen. Somebody else would get hurt. Michaela went down. It was just like one thing after another, but she was able to hold her team together. And they're playing in a super regional with, they need to win two games to get to Oklahoma City. And I just, it's, and when you saw her get emotional talking to you after the game, it just kind of showed you how hard but rewarding this season has been for that team. And I definitely think this is a year that she'll remember forever.
Really agree. So, if you're a Florida State player, you should be so proud of yourself for doing your job
Absolutely.
all year long. And if you're the coaching staff, Travis, Troy, you guys should be really proud. I feel like of what you've done and what you've put together, knowing the different challenges that you faced. So,
But we're not giving up on you yet.
oh,
We want some more at we want some more magic.
absolutely. Yeah, we'll see you
We need
next
some more magic. It makes for a better story. People don't write stories about easy trips.
So,
Yeah.
awesome.
On that note, Coach Dump from Notre Dame retires after 23 seasons, 27 seasons at Notre Dame. Hell of a career. It was fun to watch her compete and Irish. Luckily, we got to go out there last year and see what she's built, and that legacy will live on for a long time.
Yeah, 23 years, right? That might have just been on the cusp of you having played college ball. Did you play again? I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Notre Dame was even in the
You
ACC
can
when I played,
swear. I
Alex.
was like, I'm at a conference, but yeah, I'm going to throw a joke in there because I turned 30 in like 2 weeks and I'm freaking out. So,
We better be celebrating in OKC.
me, sorry.
That's right. All right, guys. Go ACC. Put it to the Sooners and put it to the Tigers.
Let's go, Duke. Let's go, FSU. Brett, can I get a bark for a free Spivey dog? I know you're a little disgruntled with your.
I would start coughing. Yeah,
All right.
there you go.
Well, thank
Oh,
you, guys.
Leaf is waking up. Perfect timing.
I love it. All right.
All right.
It's been fun. Bye, y'all.